The Brewers looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Mets. Junior Guerra on the hill in search of his first victory of the season, getting some run support in the first with Eric Thames at the plate with the man on facing Jacob DeGrom.
1-2. Now the pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit. Right field. It's deep. Back to the wall is Bruce, and this ball is gone. A long home run for Eric Thames into the Brewers' bullpen in right center field. And so for Thames, his first home run after 63 plate appearances without one is 14th of the year, and the Brewers have a 2-0 first inning lead. Payoff pitch to Broxton, hit deep to left field. Back goes Conforto. This ball is gone. A long home run for Keon Broxton over the M&M suite seats, the old Great Wall of Flushing to the right of the 358 mark for Broxton, his sixth home run of the year, and the Brewers have a 3-0 lead.
4-0 Milwaukee. And the 0-1 from DeGrom, it's shot in the center, a base hit. One run's going to score. They're looking for two. They'll get two. Aguilar comes home as well. It is just not Jacob DeGrom's night. The Brewers are feasting. It is 6-0 here in the fourth inning.
Payoff pitch to Bruce, line towards first, caught by Aguilar as he jumped, not all that high, didn't need to. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a liner to short, caught, backhanded by Arcia. Side retired, and Arcia is sprinting to the Milwaukee dugout.
The Brewers snap a two-game skid as they take it 7-1. Junior Guerra, his first win of the season, going six scoreless innings, striking out four. Orlando Arcia extends his hitting streak to 11 games. And Eric Thames finishes with two hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored, including snapping a season-long 15-game homerless drought. Mets come up short against the Brewers. Manager Terry Collins spoke afterwards.
Well, command. I mean, he was all over the place. So that was, that was certainly the biggest difference between the other day and today.
How surprising is it, given what we spoke about pregame, that, you know, it really looked like the last two he had figured it out?
Yeah, Steve, and I certainly don't know if there's a reason, but, you know, the other night in Pittsburgh when we pushed him to 118 pitches and everybody was up in arms when I took him out at 118, knowing he had to come back on 4 days, sometimes your arm doesn't bounce back that fast when you were stretched out. So there's a chance that, you know, just didn't have enough rest.
Zach on the back right. Terry, Curtis got back to 200. It's obviously been a long climb for him. Is he giving you any pause to when Cespedes is back that you're going to kind of have to mix and match with center and right between Bruce Conforto and Granderson?
Well, Zach, again, when that time comes, we'll certainly, you know, consider every option we have. And I think, yeah, I mean, you know, I had all the confidence in the world that Curtis is going to start swinging the bats. And we'll have to, again, decide what we're going to do. I mean, nice at bat by Michael at the last time up. But, you know, right now he looks like he's run out a little. He's run on maybe I gave him a day off the other day, but he certainly is, you know, not as hot as he was a week ago. So, yeah, there's a good chance that, you know, you got to use all those guys to make sure they're all rested so that you're getting the most out of them. I don't know. I haven't gone that far yet.
Wally in the left.
Terry, back to DeGrom for a second. I know he only threw a handful of pitches in the ninth inning, but are you second-guessing yourself at all for sending him out last week on Friday?
No, I was going to let him go 115. He went to 118. I knew I wasn't going to let him go 120. So, he was fine. I just sometimes, you know, when you do that, the next start isn't as sharp.
Tony.
Just on that Bruce double play, were you attempting the challenge now? What was the conversation with?
Well, you got 30 seconds, and I had two challenges. Number one, I had the shortstop came off the bag at second too early, and did he beat the play at first? Well, you know, my guy's only got one set of eyes, and he's got it. So when I said I want both things challenged, and they said I used up the time, I said I got two challenges. And so, I mean, you can only roll up the video as fast as you can possibly roll it up. So he said, oh, you used 37 seconds. And I said, well, next time I see a pitching coach, go to the mound to talk to a pitcher, and it's 31 seconds, I'm out there.
Jacob DeGrom struggled in this one. He took the loss and spoke to the media after the game.
I was just bad tonight. Honestly, terrible. I couldn't throw the ball where I wanted to. falling over hard to the first base side, and you know, tonight's on me. I wasn't able to keep our team in a position to win, and you know, it was just an all-around bad job on my part.
One particular pitch that you struggled with more than others today?
Well, they could eliminate slider, changeup, so they could sit on two pitches, and then when I threw the fastball, it was mostly down the middle. So, like I said, just all around, just bad job by me.
Up next, the series against the Brewers concludes on Thursday with Zach Wheeler on the hill going up against Chase Anderson.